Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome. Oh,
and
that's
then
it.
How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one. That's,
half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
720 WGN, and on great stations all around the country, it is the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition. Every weekend is great, something big happening across the country, but there is no weekend in the world of tequila that is more destined for festivities and fun than Cinco de Mayo weekend. Jim Bob, it's the El Bandito weekend.
You know what? It means, and I think I'm right about it here, it means something in Spanish, like I think the 5th of May. I was thinking about
his thing. So you've deconstructed.
No, I was thinking like Anchorman when he's talking about San Diego and what San Diego means. I was trying to be smart, Dave. Bring some humor to Cinco de Mayo. That's what I was trying to do. Sorry, folks, if it doesn't resonate.
Well, finding a way, a reason maybe to get out there to celebrate, to maybe have some margaritas, tequilas. And one of the ways, the traditional ways, it has now become an annual tradition. This is the third consecutive year, Jim Bob, that you raise your glass, your margarita glass, for the Coast to Coast tequila toast.
Well, that's because we invented a tequila company. I have to do it.
So you're trying to just have everybody across the country. And think about this. This is one of the public services that El Bandito is doing, is not only educating people to the whys, ways of tequila, specifically El Bandito, but it isn't always the same. Getting people in California that are familiar with, love, know, buy tequila, bringing them on board with people from Wisconsin that have to be trained to in the ways of tequila.
Well, let me tell you something.
Easy.
That team in Wisconsin is training pretty quick. I got to do a shout out to a guy by the name of Blake Bilo up there and his team, is that they're outselling case sales in Florida right now for the last 2 weeks. And so apparently the Wisconsin people are very trainable.
When we were talking about the draft this last couple of weeks, from a talent evaluation standpoint, I, as a former resident of the state of Wisconsin, knew they had the potential to drink. They had it in them, right?
No,
raw
do.
Potential.
No, and I felt that way too. I mean, evaluating talent is something that, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, the Packers had like, what, 12 draft choices. I think they should have spent some on some of those bar patrons that we've seen after about 4 tequilas. That guy just ran through a brick wall.
I mean, everything runs better, whether it's the racing team or any of that stuff, when they run on the undefeated flavor of El Bandito. But think about this. When people said, we sat on these meetings, and people say, Wisconsin, I don't know, there's nothing there. I knew, based on the bar per capita population, and then if you look at any of those surveys of the biggest party schools in the amount of, and just rampant alcoholism, I knew Wisconsin had it.
Well, Wisconsin, first of all, you're kind of like taking a slide at Wisconsin. You know, I mean, I'm
but
not
I can,
for sure some of you.
Because I was from there.
Okay, because I'm saying, because it seemed like a little bit of bear mentality was coming out of you. A little spent too much time with Tim Shanley and everything. I mean, I don't know. It's bugging me a little bit. But no.
Cake sales, Jim Bob.
Wisconsin, man, when I was growing up, and, you know, Wisconsin was always like one of the best party schools in the country. It and Arizona State.
It shows diversity. It shows versatility, right? Beer. It can be beer. It could be old fashioned. It can be tequila. You just have to train them that they don't have to survive it. They can enjoy it. And it's starting to pay off. I mean, they're selling a lot.
Well, they're coachable. You know, that's what I like. I mean, they're coachable. I mean, and I'm just telling you, there's some guys I've seen that have had a couple of shots of tequila. And I go, he just ran through literally a brick wall. And you look at that and you go, do you think that could resonate? You think he goes, hey, here's, instead of Gatorade, we become a replacement on the sidelines?
It stings.
give me the Bandito now. Give me two of those really quick. We're going to run a 4th and 1.
Well, could they run through the wall without Bandito? I don't know. You want to give them the tools for success. I like the idea of the Gatorade shower, of course. want him to wear goggles. It's probably pretty. It would well, if we gave him, pretty bad.
If we did it, El Pendio should have been going, my eyes are burning. So they couldn't see to get back in the locker room. They're wandering on the field all over. Can't find the exit to get off the field.
Yeah, I mean, these are the hazards of the game. That's why you signed the waiver form. Jim Bob, before we end this segment, in sort of a state of the union of the tequila world, especially for El Bandito, what would you say as far as congratulating people as we're on the eve, the precipice of another Cinco de Mayo?
Well, precipice. That sounds like a dirty word.
I mean, it really pour does. Some El Bandito on it.
So I don't even know how to respond to that. I didn't even know this was a segment. You just said, hey, let's talk about Cinco de Mayo, and I was going to do something smart. Now we've got a precipice.
So. I'm just saying, as we launch into the next Cinco de Mayo, just some words of inspiration for the devoted faithful in El Bandito Nation.
I would say, break out the Bandito. That's the most inspiration. I mean, I do that every day. I mean, you know, but that it's becoming our trademark. I mean, going back to Anchorman deal that you goofed up, it's like, whammy.
You got to have a catchphrase, break out the Bandito. People are doing that coast to coast. Jim Bob is giving the coast to coast tequila toast. And keep it here for more as we come back on the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition.
Whammy.